Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule and joining us tonight for On Fire to Inspire. I tell you, I'm so excited and elated about our topic tonight because you're like, what is our topic? Our topic is Live Life Expert. You are a Live Life Expert. What is that? You'll find out shortly. So we have some great information as well as an awesome guest. And I have an announcement to make tonight as well. So stay tuned. I'm not going to announce it this early, so you just have to listen in. But we're going to thank all of our sponsors for this month. So we're going to listen to our sponsors for a quick moment. Word from our sponsors.
On Fire to Inspire, I would like to graciously thank all of the sponsors for the month of April. Alexandra Townsend, the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Her awesome book is found at most bookstores online. Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch is not just music, it's a sound. CDs are available, and music is also available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. Unique Expression by Design. They're taking care of your custom products and business needs. Whether it's business or personal, they can bring your vision to life. Visit www.uniqueexpressionsbydesign.com. GEMS Inc., Girls Empowered, Mentored, and Supported, is a nonprofit organization that provides mentoring tools and workshops to assist middle school to high school age girls to deal with everyday life experiences by supporting them through mentoring, educating, and promoting awareness. Volunteer opportunities are available. Visit www.thegemsinc.org or email them at infogemsinc@gmail.com. Ross Hair and Beauty Bar is your one-stop shop for hair care and beauty needs. They take care of your natural hair, your twists, your locks, your relaxers, your braids, sew-ins. They do your lashes. Whatever it is you need, they have you and taking care of you. They're located on the inside of F&D Beauty at 1519 Highway 138, Southeast in Conyers, Georgia. Their phone number is 404-599-3712. We want to thank all of our sponsors and make sure you let them know that you heard it here on Fire to Inspire.
We'd like to thank all of our sponsors for the month. I tell you, our sponsorship has been growing. People are, you know, supporting the ministry as well as getting visibility with their business. Along with these sponsors, we also have KJ Handyman. They say give us a call. We repair it all at 404-997-0816. That was 404-997-0816. They're specialized in sheetrock painting, flooring, gutters, lawn care, and more. So they can take care of all of your needs. Just call KJ Handyman and tell all of our sponsors that you heard it first on Fire to Inspire. Two more of our sponsors are FocusForYouLive.com, an empowerment life coaching outreach with Rita S. Thomas, I guess last week. And then finally, PrintTara.com. PrintTara is your one-stop shop for business cards, flyers, banners, magnetic signs, videography, photography, and websites. So we are back, you guys, with a special show for you tonight entitled, You Are a Live Life Expert. What does that mean? Well, we're going to find out from our balance, our queen of balance, Miss Teresa Wright Johnson. Welcome to the On Fire to Inspire platform. How are you this evening?
I'm great. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I just am amazed of all the sponsors. I'm definitely going to have to log in and find out more information because it was some great sponsors that you listed on your radio show.
Amen. Well, thank you. And I thank God for all of them because they all have been such a blessing. And all of them in some capacity have reached out to me. A couple of them I've been able to do business with already. So I thank God for them. But thank you again for taking the time out of your busy schedule and joining us tonight. So
we're
going to jump right in and tell my listeners, who is Teresa Wright Johnson?
Well, I'm Teresa Wright Johnson, and again, I'm very thankful and grateful for being able to join you guys tonight. Generally, I'm not available on Tuesday nights, and we made it happen because we're strong, busy women, business women, and we collaborate and connect, so I am so grateful. But I am actually a live life expert, and we'll talk about what that is and why I said that we all are, if we wish to be, a live life expert. As for me, I'm a live life expert that has decided to use my live life skills as well as struggles and successes to make, create businesses, ministries, and to help others. So pretty much I have one business called Mommy Care, and we specialize in motherhood being a business. That is my main business. We provide child care services, mobile child care and nanny services, coaching and training to parents. And we're located here in Atlanta, Georgia, but we'll be expanding to other states in the next few months. And, of course, that was something with Live Life Experience. I'm a mother. Notice I needed child care. Notice other parents needed training. And I have some other credentials now in regards to early childhood and child care. And also I'm a certified life coach and a certified small business coach, as well as lots of other things and certifications we'll talk about when we talk more about Live Life Expert information and services. Most of all, I'm a mother and a wife, and I believe that in life we have to balance it all. And I believe that I'm a mom, and you'll always hear me say that's a multitasking operations manager. So everything I do has to do with my life and balancing it all. So that's me, Teresa Wright Johnson.
All right. I like how you summed that up in the acronym for mom. Wow. Love it, love it, love it. So, Teresa, how many years have you been an entrepreneur? Because many times we're born with it, but we just don't quite know how long, you know, how to just make this thing just, whoo, go.
Yeah, definitely. To be honest, I have been an entrepreneur since I was a kid. When I really thought back about it, I remember being a little kid and the first adult that asked me, could I babysit? And at the time, you remember when you were little, you think you babysit and you're actually, your parents are helping you. So mm-hmm. I remember having my first little god brother or god sister that I would babysit. And as I got older, I actually started babysitting for my parents. They were professional teachers and educators, and somebody asked my father if I could babysit their children. Before I knew it, I was babysitting for all the parties. When the parents went out to parties or if they had a Christmas office party, as I got older as a teenager, I was babysitting, and I was hiring other teenagers in my high school. So I've truly been an entrepreneur since being a young adult and child. And then it just transcended back around as I became a mother and went to college and those type of things. As an adult, I've been an entrepreneur now for almost 15 to 20 years, running various businesses. I've been an event planner, certified event planner. I've ran banquet halls. I remember the other day I was just hanging up some clothes, and I thought and said to myself, man, I remember when I had that little flea market store. So I've done that. I've run a glass and mirror company with my ex-spouse. I've owned daycares. I have taught. I've done so many things. The list goes on and on. My spirit is to be an entrepreneur. I would have it no other way. That is who I am.
Amen. I love it. You know, many times when you are an entrepreneur, it's like it's just something that's a part of who you are, and it comes out at some point in your life. So, yes, and you breathe it and thrive in it, so, and you wear it well. And I'm so grateful that you were able to join us tonight. Now, the topic is a Live Life Expert. What is a Live Life Expert?
So a Live Life Expert in some fields, like if you were to work in the mental health field or if you were to work in the social work field, there are actually professionals called live life experts in that profession, and that would be someone that has experienced living through a certain situation or some struggles that they've lived through. However, I use it in a different term, just like you hear life coach. I mentioned earlier that I'm a certified life coach and a certified small business coach. You know, everybody knows what a life coach is. It's somebody to help mm-hmm. you and coach you through your life, right? But who right. got us through our life? Of course, our parents helped us. God was there. But who had to do the actual physical work in our life? We did. So how did we get through life? We had to master. We had to learn. We had to prevail over our struggles and praise and be happy for our successes. And so a live life expert is simply this. Instead of being a life coach, and everybody now is a coach, and I don't shun that at all because I'm a certified coach. However, many of us have skills, talents, traits, struggles, and successes that we can look back in our life and say, man, you know what? I could help somebody else do that. How are so many businesses born? Out of passion, out of what you like and dislike, out of your hobbies, all of those things. It simply just means you have taken an aspect of your life that you feel that you can actually help other people through. And so that could be, for me, I love children. I love the mommy care mode, and I really love helping parents. So, and I've always done that. I just told you that. I've been doing it since I was a little kid. So I took those live life skills and figured out how I could monetize those skills and create a business. But I've also know one thing that a lot of people don't think about when it comes to entrepreneurs. We have wealth-based and heart-based businesses, many of us. Everything we do doesn't make us money. Everything we create is not because we want to make money. It's because we enjoy it. So I've also learned how to take those same skills and struggles of being a mother with various challenges, which we'll talk about in a moment, and how to transcend them over to creating a for-profit business to monetize. Because to be honest, you got to make money to live in this world. But also, I've been able to have a nonprofit business with some of those things that I've learned from my life and teach other women as well as a few men how to do the same thing.
I love it. I love it. And one of the things I also love that you just said was monetizing your passion and your gift, because there's nothing like it. When I used to mentor, I used to tell the kids all the time, if you figured out what you could do for a living, and you do it for free, and you love it that much, but you can make an honest living off of it, then you'll never feel like you worked a day in your life. And so I had to take my own advice at some point. And so I really, really love what you just said with that. You know, I love it. So how can a person monetize their passions, monetize their gifts and talents?
So let's just go into a few examples of that. So, for instance, I have current and former clients that actually have been a part of the same services and stuff that we do and have. And I'm so sorry, I had to move because it's ambulance. It sounds like outside of my subdivision, because we live right near a hospital. Isn't that nice? But long story short, I have clients that maybe their profession, their former profession, and they decided to become an entrepreneur was working with women and teaching women. Say they were HR manager, so they decided to teach women how to find jobs. And they may work with just any woman and make it a monetized business, meaning now they're an HR coach, or they may decide, you know what, I want to do this out of the goodness of my heart. I see a lot of women or men or whomever that are looking for jobs, that need employment skills, that need training, and they don't know where to go. And now I can help them. And so they might decide to create a ministry or a nonprofit. And that's why I always tell people with the Live Life Expert training that we do, we focus on how to create a business, a product, a ministry, or a service with your lived life experience. So that's one example. Now, another example would be, as for me, I told you I take a lot of my different struggles and challenges that have happened to me to create businesses or services. So unfortunately for me, I'm the mother of four children. I have one living child, and that had to be a traumatic, very traumatic experience for me at one point. However, it's helped me learn more about me to help other people. And so I've taken that experience of having miscarriages and having hard pregnancies and having a child tragically die, and now I've been able to move that into a heart-based business, which is my nonprofit, Zaria Song, and help families that have children with special needs, because my daughter Zaria was born with special needs. Unfortunately, she is now deceased. She experienced a seizure at school and passed away at the age of 7. I could have taken that and had a sour and bitter heart and been upset because, you know, God blessed me with this baby, and at 7 years old, she's now deceased. The way I saw it was, you know what, he loaned her to me. He gave me this other child, another beautiful child. It was a purpose for it. And so I'm going to take that struggle and that challenge and figure out what can I learn from that and how can I help other people. And in turn, I've been able to help people nationwide that have children with special needs or even talk to moms that have had grief issues or loss of children. So those are some of the examples that I can tell you. But there are many other examples, such as a young lady one day was a hairstylist, and we were talking, and you know, hairstylists, you can make a real good money, but sometimes you get tired of, some of them get tired of being on their feet, or some of them get tired of working in the hair salon, so they're trying to figure out some other things and other ways to make money or monetize. And I was talking to this young lady, and I had just met some older ladies out while I was speaking somewhere, and they were talking about, and they lived in a nice retirement community, you know, with nothing but seniors or whatever, and they were retired. They were talking about something about how they loved it when they went to the hairdresser and got their nails done or whatever. I said, talk to this young lady. I said, you need to create your spa to go. Why don't you go out to some of these retirement homes and use your passion and your skill set to still monetize. You said you like working because we talked about the older population, our matured women, and they like working with seniors as well. So that's taking your lived life experience, whether it's a skill, a struggle, a trait, a passion, and transcending it where she could do something heart-based at the same time as monetize it and still make sure that she's covered. But that's what we do. So many of us as entrepreneurs, that's what we're doing. We're just taking our live life expert skills or whatever it is that we think that we're good at or that we have experience, and we teach someone else how to do it, or we help them and provide a service. So those are some examples.
Those are some great examples. I mean, you helped her say, find something that she loved. It was actually two great marriages. She loved helping the elderly. She loved doing hair, and that was a perfect. That was perfect, truly perfect.
Right. So, and she was never thinking of that. You know, she never thought of that industry. All she kept talking about is she had been doing hair for so long, and her back had started giving her issues because she was always standing for long, you know, long periods of time.
Wow. So do you have, like, a web page that someone could visit just to take a look at what you do, things of that nature? What is your website?
Well, they can
reach
me.
Follow
they can, you can follow me at TWJMe on Twitter, or also go to Facebook at TWJMe, and that's Teresa Wright Johnson. And me is M-E because it's about my live life experience. Or you always can just always follow me through Mommy Care, because I will always mention to you and anyone else Mommy Care, which is Mommy Care. That's MOMMYCAREINC, like Inc., .com. I will always mention that is my main business because as a child, remember I said I was watching children as a child, as a teenager, and growing up. And I actually went to school when I graduated from high school. I was like, well, I'm going to go into education. I decided not to do that after a while. My parents were both educators. I thought it was something that I would enjoy. I enjoyed business, and so that's what I went to college for, was business. However, ever since I was a little girl, all I ever wanted to be were two things, and that was a businesswoman and a mother. And so Mommy Care even takes that live life expert and all the struggles I went through to become a mother and all the things that I enjoyed about being a businesswoman. And I merged those two passions together because the whole purpose of Mommy Care is motherhood is just like a business. Parenting is a business. And not taking any of the nurturing part away, because, yes, we have to be nurturing and we're loving and it's great being a mom and a parent. However, like I told you earlier before I came on, I was just running in the house because I was running around getting the child's stuff together. We know how, as a mom and as a parent, you have to know how to balance. You have to know how to delegate. You have to know how to be the taxi cab driver. You have to know how to manage the calendar. You have to know when you have some me time, how to cook the meals, go shopping. You have to do it all. So I've merged those two things. So, again, using my live life skills. And so I always will say that part of my business and out of all the services and businesses I offer are my main services and businesses that I'm always probably going to focus on, because in every way, in every capacity, I'm helping a lot of moms and as well as other entrepreneurs. But I've helped moms from ages 19 to 60, 70 years old that are or older that are clients, or even grandmoms and so forth that are referring their daughter-in-laws to me, because I know that's my gift and that's what I've chosen to do as a live life expert.
Wow. Now, what have you seen as some of the things that people use as an excuse? Because so many people have so many excuses. What have you seen that has been the largest excuses?
You know, I have a lot of women that I talk to that are already successful entrepreneurs, and they ask me, well, how do you have time? And so the main excuse is I don't have time, or I wouldn't know how to do that, or I have a job, so I can't do a job in a business or focus on me. If you want to do it, it's just like one of the ladies I was speaking with for coaching earlier today was talking about. She is was a finance expert. And we were talking about if you want to do it, you will find the money to do what you need to do, even if you don't have the money. The same thing. If you really want to do it, you really have a passion or a vision, a goal or a desire, you're going to figure out a way to at least open up that little keyhole so you can look in the door. If you really don't want to do it, you're not going to do it. So many times people are not being honest with themselves. And then the other thing is, as entrepreneurs, you know this is true. We're always encouraging and inspiring other people. Come on, y'all. Come on, guys. Come on, lady. You should look into entrepreneurship. It's great over here. You know, you have a freedom. You can use your creativity. God put you here to be a leader, da, da, da. Everybody's not supposed to be an entrepreneur. That is not the goal for everybody. So some people might just use their lived life experience to help the next person. That's nothing wrong with that, and that's where we talk about the heart base. But the main part and the main thing I see people saying is they don't have time, or how would they start? They don't have anybody to help them. Just excuses to hinder them because they haven't made up their mind yet, but they don't know how to say, I haven't made up my mind on that, or I'm unclear on that, or simply, you know what, some people just don't want to do that, and it may not be the part of their life yet to transcend into what they're doing, because some parts of your life, as you know, that's not your path at that time. That's not the road you're going down. So that's the main thing, time, or they don't have anybody to help, that kind of thing, instead of really looking at their life, sitting back and saying, you know what, that might be something I want to do in about 3 years. Oh, no, I'm not interested. No, I'm not an entrepreneur, but you know what? I have a lot of women that say this to me, as a matter of fact. Teresa, what you're doing is a ministry or whatever. Guess what? The reason they're saying that, because probably if they were out doing helping families and helping children, they would perceive it or run it as a ministry. So it's okay even to say if you want to do it as a nonprofit, a ministry, or just volunteer here and there using your live life skills. Doesn't mean you have to be an entrepreneur to use your live life skills to benefit and help other people, not just yourself.
Now, I love that. I love it. And so many times people are still sitting on their gifts, and it's time to stop sitting on what God blessed you with. I know when God told me back in 2014, tells people it's time to stop existing and start living the life I called for them to live. Well, he was talking to me. I was one of those. And he showed me a vision of people sitting on their hands. And he said, I've given them all these gifts and I've given them all these talents, but they're not doing anything with it. And so I was like, you know what? Who can better tell someone that than someone who's lived it? And so that's another reason why it's something that you can truly do from a pure place and from a great place, and they feel it. I mean, it's all about who you are. Don't you agree?
Right.
Yes, yes, yes. So tell us again, what's the acronym that you say for moms?
A multitasking operation manager. And that is, again, because you are constantly multitasking. You always have your hand up in one, you know, one hand is up here in the sky, the other hand is grabbing for something in the ground, one foot is going to run, the other one is digging back to stay in place. You're always moving, you're always transitioning from the next activity, from the next game, from the next report card, from the next meeting, from the next doctor's appointment. You're always transitioning. And so I call a mom a multitasking operations manager simply because many times people, when we talk about motherhood or anything that has to do with parenting or family, we don't think of it as work or a business, but it is. It takes a lot of live life skill, and a lot of us we didn't get a handbook, right, when we had the kids, and we just kind of go off of the blueprint that we half knew that our parents or family gave us. But a lot of us don't realize, and we're even in the process when we're working as a parent and we're in the fields and the trenches, we don't even realize all the work and all the training and all the on-job training that we've gotten just through life to be a parent. And so that's why I call it a multitasking operations manager, to give it a name, to give it a title besides just a mom or a dad. He would be a dad, but still he's doing the same thing depending on what that relationship looks like or anything else or anybody else is stepping in or stepping up as the caregiver.
Now, I have a question that was just sent to me. Sometimes people send things in the chat. Sometimes they'll send something on the text. So one of the questions is, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
So definitely, I'm glad they asked that question. And then I want to go back on something you said a little while ago, and I'm glad I thought about that. So in 5 years, where I see myself and where I am, where my goals and where that vision, that tunnel vision that I have, because you have to have great vision to clearly see the picture where you want to be. I will continue to go and speak and train nationwide on various topics and subjects. One of the things I did mention, through my live life skills and services, I've been able to acquire several credentials. Just because I've been through things now, I wanted to help other families, families, children, women, all types of stuff. So I'll be speaking and training on various topics. One thing that God showed me that other people have told me that are speakers and trainers, they say, you know what, you need to focus on just one of those things, one of those topics. You can't do all that. No, that's not the picture and the vision God gave me, because guess what my vision was that God gave me? He said, you are going to have TWJ Me Enterprises, and you're going to use all that live life experience to build your business, build a legacy for your children and your family, but at the same time help other people. So within 5 years, I will be training and speaking at a bigger national level, bigger than I could ever have imagined. I would have Mommy Carrie will be franchised in different cities and states, and I will be helping families and mothers with such topics as mental health, special needs, motherhood and balance, and domestic violence. Like, that is my heart-based business. I'm a survivor of domestic violence from a previous marriage. Again, that could have been something that I had a sour heart for and be upset and tell people I'm not going to share that. I've had women tell me that, like, girl, you shouldn't share that part. But guess what? Life is a lot of different pictures. It's not always rosy and pretty. And the more that I can share that, okay, I had a struggle here, but I made it a success here, or let me show you how I got out of that, that makes me a better person, a stronger person, and it allows me to help more people. So where I see myself in 5 years, it's my company, TWJ Me Enterprises and Mommy Care, will be featured on different publications, radio shows, TV shows, and I'll be out there speaking, and I'll be speaking on various topics because God didn't tell me that I have to stay in one field because he made a vast world and a vast variety of people and topics, and everything is just an array of everything. So I definitely know that that's what I'll be doing because that's where I'm supposed to be.
I absolutely love it. All right, and the reply back was, go, girl.
And it's so funny.
That's awesome, man. Go, girl. You
yeah,
know, I
love
you. It. I love it. I love this interaction when you have the callers actually coming in on the chiming in on chats and things of that nature. Because, you know, many times people, when you share your story, you can help others. And like many of my friends say, the Men of Vision, they will tell you in a minute, especially the Unstoppable Coach Terrence will tell you, your why is so much bigger than you. And your why actually creates it's like your gift making room for you. And so your why moves you forward, but it also blesses others as you move forward and you can bring them as well. Even with starting On Fire to Inspire, when God told me I had to do this, I was like, really, Lord? I know nothing about radio. He said I had to write the book. That's how the book came about. I was like, don't know nothing about that. I'm a children's author. So I'm telling God who I am when he created me, okay? So, but again, we put him in a box when we put ourselves in that box. So what would you say for that person that says, okay, I'm ready to do some things, but I don't even know what my gifts are. I don't even really know what my talents are. What would you say to that person?
Wow. I just did, and I'll be coming out very soon with a segment for another organization that I'm a coach for called Women Power and Economically Enlightened. That is out of the DMV area. And I just did a whole segment on being a live life expert. And one of the things that I was really touched by on there that when I was talking and recording it was people, even myself, sometimes we forget or we don't know what our passions are and what our gifts are. And so the first thing you want to do is just sit down, have some me time, and be real with yourself. You know what your gifts are. What do you enjoy doing? What do people see you good at? What did you used to enjoy doing when you were a kid and you still love to do that? That brings a light to your eye, laughter to your mouth and to your heart and to your soul and spirit. Or maybe it's something you do to help others that makes you feel good. So you just, the first thing you do is just take some time for yourself, whether it's a day or a few minutes each day, just to write down, just like how people say, you know, have a gratitude journal and write down the three things you're grateful for each day. Start writing down what you've done that day or what you did in the past that you enjoyed, that you were good at, and what were your skills. And ask people. You don't have to directly say, girl, you know, what, I don't know what I'm good at. What do you think? You can ask people, or you can just listen to people about how they speak about you, or if you help them with something, and write that down. And I just want to say that because when you were talking earlier, you said that, you know, this is not something you thought you were going to do. God gave you the vision. People were sitting on their hands, and he gave you this whole vision of what you need to do and what steps. And you said, because many times we don't know what our skills are and what our gifts are. And I remember I had this one lady that I knew, and she was sort of like a coach, and she was like, Teresa, you got the Midas touch. And I was like, oh, that's funny. But one day I sat down, and I started thinking. And this lady said something to me, and I was in a room with all these ladies. We had went to a networking event, and I was in this room with these ladies, and I remember where we began. And one of them now, after these years, had been on a wedding story. One of them had this huge or company that she opened up from walking up and down the street. I had another client that had got an award. I had so many people in my life, and I started thinking, I was like, hey, I gave them that information. And that's when I learned that my gift was information, resources, inspiring, and speaking to other people. I never knew that's what it was because I never saw those as really skills. I was just being me. So you have to look and you figure it out. And mm-hmm. all of that has now provided me to be able to have a business and to have mm-hmm. a nonprofit, to grow myself and to speak and train and do all the things I do. But I had to sit down and see what it was.
Right, right. I tell you, that's absolutely phenomenal. And we're going to open up the lines. But before I open up the lines, I want to make my big announcement. So, guys, I've been posting online all week long that I had a big announcement tonight on tonight's show with Teresa as my guest. But tonight, On Fire to Inspire, so out of obedience, I answered the call and wrote On Fire to Inspire. And then 6 months later, 7 months later, excuse me, I released the show. So I released the book May 31st, 2014. December 9th, I went online and actually started doing the show. So I am actually going to be a part of the CW Radio Network family. And the covers, they're 24-hour gospel radio, and they're paid 24 hours a day. They have coverage all over the nation as well as in Europe and Africa. And I am so excited about joining that network. I mean, you're talking about kingdom people with kingdom hearts. And let me tell you what their acronym stands for. It's actually CIMI, Christ International Ministry Radio Network. So I am so excited and elated that God has allowed this alignment, and they will be airing my show here in the near future. In fact, Apostle Birch, I thank you so much for the opportunity. Pastor Whiteside, thank you so much for the opportunity. They are listening in now. And I just praise God for the open doors because I'm telling you, as you walk in obedience and you do everything from a pure place and walking in where exactly God has called you, as Teresa just said, get still enough to hear from him and to be honest with yourself and say, God, this is what I said to the Lord a couple of years ago. I said, God, what is it that you put breath in this body to be? God, what did you put breath in this do? And if this person is listening, whether you're listening live or you're listening on a recording, if that is a question that you have, you take that to him, and I promise you, you'll get your answer. But you got to be still enough to hear him answer that for you. So we are going to thank you so much. I want to take that time to make that announcement, and we're going to press 1 if you have a live question or comment for Teresa or myself. Press 1, and we have the Queen of Balance on the line with us and the Live Life Expert with us tonight. If you have a question or a comment about tonight's show or anything that has been said to this point, press 1, and we would be love to bring you on with us. Guys, don't be bashful now.
And also, so many congrats to that in regards to your move and your growth and your stretching of where you're going. Because when I listened to you the first time I listened, and this afternoon or this evening when I was listening to your broadcast, that's how I felt. I was like, oh, this lady really needs to be like somewhere in working on another radio show. But see, God was just preparing you for that. And that's why he said, start this show. You know, you have to be willing to step out of your fear zone and have courage and move in to the zone of the unknown, because unknown sometimes means you're going further. And the only way you can grow is to step out of your comfort zone, because if you're in your comfort zone, you've already grown where you're going to be. You're going to be stuck. And so I just so feel so great about that, and I can't wait to hear more about that. So congrats on that.
Thank you so very much. I tell you, the radio show, TV, a lot of this was a prophetic word released to me from the heart of God directly to myself, and confirmed through other pastors as well as my pastor, my overseer, Apostle Zoe. And so the things that have been opened and the doors that have been opened, and I'm telling you, I'm so in awe of God, I don't know what to do, even to the point I had a call. We went to feed the homeless on Sunday, and I had a call as we were wrapping everything up, and it was like, hey, we need you to interview this group of people that's here that flew in from New York, and they had a cancellation, and we need someone that can make this happen. And I was like, y'all want me to interview someone? And I tell you, God is so awesome, and I thank Ron for that opportunity, Ron Dixon, because he is So when I tell you the professional quality of his videography, and he actually was a videographer for the production of the people that I interviewed. So it was amazing. So and he actually was a part of me seeing manifestation of TV coming forward. So it's coming, baby. It's coming. We have a caller ready for us. Here we go. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You have Teresa and Aaliyah, Miss On Fire to Inspire, and the Balance Queen. Who do we have online with us?
Hi, it's April.
Hi, April.
How are you? I was not going to chime in, but I must give praise where praise is due. I'm very happy for you that God is blessing you in a mighty way. I don't think anybody I know deserves it more than you, and I just pray that God continues to take you higher in your purpose. I'm very happy for you.
Thank you so much, April. Look, this is one of my sisters from another mother that I've never met yet. We've talked on the phone. We've talked over Facebook. And I just praise God because so many people say, well, I'm not on social media. Why not? If you're doing it from a pure place, you're going to find all kind of connections. That's where many of my connections have come from. That's where many of the people that, you know, God has led me to whether it's an interview or actually go and speak. It's just been a blessing, and I thank God for the divine assignment and the divine connection. Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you
I
so
do
much.
Too. You have been a blessing to me. I enjoy your show. A lot of times I might not chime in. I'm getting in late from my center, but I do have it on while I'm in the bathroom or I'm in the shower or I take my phone with me as I'm trying to prepare dinner, and I do truly enjoy all of your radio shows. You are very selective in what you put out to your listeners, and that's a sign of integrity, and you just continue to walk in that, and I just pray God continues to bless you.
Thank you so much, and Teresa, I definitely want you and April to connect. One of the things that one of my giftings is I know I'm a connector, and I definitely want to connect the two of you because April is the founder and owner of Woman to Woman. Tell me the name of it again because I don't want to say it wrong.
I am the founder and CEO of Woman to Woman and Associates.
Okay.
We're a nonprofit that assists women in crisis from domestic violence and homelessness and substance abuse in South Metro Atlanta. Our reach goes a bit farther than the four counties that we serve. We have clients in Alabama, North Carolina. But, you know, we just try to uplift and educate, empower women. We have a Center of Hope out in Riverdale. And as you were announcing, I was like hearing God speak to my spirit. Everybody's announcing. Should I announce too? So I guess I will since I'm here.
Go ahead.
But praise God, we are getting ready to open up our second Center of Hope in another state. Praise God.
Where?
So I am extremely excited about what God is doing. I'm actually traveling there next week to begin planning. So I'll announce the city and the state soon. But I'm just excited at what he is doing because there are two other states that also want woman-to-woman centers. So I don't know, you know, that divine anointing that begins to spread around to God's people is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Whether we've met in person or not, you're still my sister in Christ. So I believe he is moving in the kingdom.
Yes, yes. For those who have an ear to hear, it's time. Manifestation is here.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in, April.
And
yes, thank you. You guys enjoy your evening. Yes, thank you. You guys enjoy your evening, and God bless you both.
Thank you. All right, Teresa. So I definitely have to connect the two of you because she's doing some powerful, powerful things. She put on some great workshops, and she's constantly keeping me informed of different things. And I haven't had an opportunity because of my scheduling and her scheduling to go and support, but I'm definitely going to make that happen.
Well, let
press
me know
because
I'll be happy to go too.
Yes, yes. Press 1 if you have a question or if you have a comment. Because this show is just, I'm telling you, it's put another fire on top of the fire tonight. So
you got the logs going, right, girl?
Yes, I'm excited. I'm elated. And if you have some awesome news even and you want to share with us, hey, we are in a celebration time right now. So if you have something to share, go ahead and press 1. We would love to hear it and share with you and celebrate with you.
Well, until then, if no one has anything to share, I just wanted to kind of give a little feedback in regards of anybody like April that has services helping women, mothers, parents, and children to definitely reach out to me, because I know one of the things that I know about you that was similar to me, just from speaking to you, the one time that I really got to speak to you outside of us really connecting at a event, mm-hmm. was that I'm a connector too, and there's so many resources and services out there to help families and women, and I definitely have a nonprofit right now through the Federation of Families and Children's Mental Health, because one of the things I told you guys is that I have all these certifications, and one of the certifications I have is a certified parent peer support specialist through the state of Georgia, helping families that have children that experience behavioral health, mental health, and emotional challenges. And so with that, I'm able to help families, and in the county that I'm in DeKalb County, we have a very small mini grant where we go out. Like this month has been Mental Health Awareness Month. We've been out doing free workshops, training people about resources, having community events, providing lunch, doing all kinds of things. So I'm always interested in learning more of people that are supporting other people and families mm-hmm. in various ways, but also if there is a need, because collaboration is key for us to keep expanding yeah. and growing, because that's what we were meant to do. We were meant to support each other so that we can be a sound right. system, because we cannot do all the work alone.
That is so very true, so very true. In fact, when I was at the feeding of the homeless on Sunday, when we finished up, there was another group of nonprofits that had collaborated, and they put on an event, and they were feeding like right after us. And so to that day, they were just having a good old time. But they also had different resources out there. They had a place where they could go get a free cell phone. They had a place where they could, you know, we did feeding and clothing. They had feeding, they had clothing, they had cell phones, they had different government assistance programs out there, just all kinds of resources to try to help them get back on their feet. And so, you know, that right, you know, seeing all of that, the power of collaboration, especially if you're a nonprofit, they were saying that nonprofits have to collaborate so that you can stay strong and have a voice, a stronger voice. And they were also saying that you needed to have at least three of you speaking and making a sound to make sure that your sound is heard. So I thought that was very powerful.
Yes, definitely. Definitely very powerful. And the collaboration part is something you can feedback or piggyback into, like live life experience, because sometimes you may have lived life experience in one particular area, but to be more effective, like if, for instance, you were working with if you were working with the homeless population, okay, yeah, mm-hmm. you might have a food bank, or you might provide food, but that's only one need. You also mm-hmm. have people that are homeless that need medical services right. or mental health services. So if you're able to partner with other people that have organizations or services or businesses that maybe hit those other two realms or three, four, or five realms, you're going to be more effective. And there's so many people out there, because just because I know about mental health, I don't know mm-hmm. some of the things my spouse knows who is into the medical health profession. So it would be the same mm-hmm. thing. So there are so many ways to look at that live life experience and how it will help you. But that's why I always talk about how it can be a ministry too, or a nonprofit, because you don't have to be a business and you don't have to go at it alone. Sometimes you have to find some other live life experts, collaborate, and move forth with your plan or your vision. So that's another thing. If someone was listening and they didn't know how and where to start, sometimes, many times, you just got to get in the right groups with the right people. And you made a very key point earlier. People say, well, I'm not on social media. Well, I have met so many women on social media, and some of them, well, they had me cracking up. One lady, I'm doing a lot of stuff with her recently, business-wise, and she said, girl, I used to never see you. We met on social media. Well, the reason she never saw me is because last year I was busy doing something else in my business. I was building that relationship, and I was watching her on social media, watching her in all of her events, and she was watching me too, because you can build relationships that way. And sometimes in building relationships, you're able to build that mm-hmm. business or that live life experience into a service or a ministry or a mission.
Yes, yes. And, you know, And many times when you're being consistent about your gift and you're being consistent about your message, it's going to make room for you, because that's how my coach came about. He reached out to me and was like, I was watching you. He said, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And I tell you, I tell you that he is just so powerful and so knowledgeable. And he's like one of those top speakers that's a high profile speaker. And to have someone that's been watching you and say, hey, I like your message, and, you know, I can help take you higher, and not ask you for, you know, a whole lot of this and that. Let me tell you what I see. You know, so that kind of thing, if you're not on there, you're limiting yourself. Because I'm telling you, I call him Professor Rashid, because he has truly been a blessing to me in just a couple of sessions. So, you know, don't limit yourself. We have another caller, so let's check in on this caller. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You're live with Teresa and Aaliyah. Who do we have with us?
Good evening, Miss Fire to Inspire. This is Pastor Whiteside. How are you?
Great. How you doing, Pastor Whiteside?
I am calling in first and foremost to congratulate you on joining us on the CWR Network. We're delighted to have you. And I also want to give a shout out to the young lady that is on the line who has truly been an inspiration and motivation. Teresa, I'm telling you, what you have to offer, the nations really need that. So I really appreciate your transparency on what you're saying and how you have been able to use everything that you have experienced to fulfill purpose. So I'm really excited about the show, and I want to just congratulate you again, Miss On Fire to Inspire, because you've truly been faithful, and it's well-deserved.
Thank you so much for dialing in. I appreciate that.
You are very welcome, and I'm enjoying the show, so I'll go back and listen.
All right, thanks again. I tell you, Pastor Whiteside has a powerful, powerful ministry, and she is on Blab every Monday night at 8, and I tell you, it's powerful. It's called The Journey, and it's actually a book that she has, and she's actually on the same network that we're going to be family now, and so it's powerful. We have another caller. You ready?
I'm ready, but I had something to say about Pastor Whiteside first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, because you're moving on through your calls. What I wanted to say was thank you very much for, you know, your encouraging words, because for me, one of the things that I learned, and I did mention earlier, and I always forget to mention because I have such a live life Raya experience, and decided that though people tell me not to share some of the things, I'm going to continue to share it. So I was raised by my mother once she got a divorce from my father, and she was an ordained evangelist as well as an educator. And sometimes when I'm in the realm of God's people, it's so funny when I'm speaking. I've recently was at an event and speaking a few months back, and the lady said they had never heard me speak like that before, because I believe, just like I said earlier, when that national well-known speaker told me that I could only really focus on one thing and succeed, I am glad that I know who my truth speaker and seeker is, because if I didn't, I would be, unfortunately, sitting on the gifts, the struggles that he created or he allowed me to go through, because it was a reason for me to go through those things to help other people. So I can't be a minister or a pastor like you guys, because that is not the gift that I was given. So I truly am always inspired when someone tells me, go and keep doing what you're doing. And I'll share a little bit on that in a few minutes before we're off air. But I'm ready now.
All right. Thank you. Sorry about that. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You are live. Who do we have with us?
Hey, Miss Aaliyah.
Hi.
It's Rosia.
Hi, Rosia. Welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You have Teresa and I on the line with you tonight.
Hey, Miss Teresa.
Hey, how are you?
Miss Aaliyah. I'm doing great. I just want to say thank you, Miss Aaliyah, for doing what she do. you're very inspirational to me and to my kids. They love you to death. They talk about you every time they see you. I want to say thank you, because I'm addicted to Periscope. I really am. You invited me to Periscope, and I've been on there every day. I get invited to different Periscopes. I listen to them, and I just love it. I just love what you do. I just want to say thank you.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome. And I tell you, I want you to, I know you have the children, but there are so many gifts that you have not, that you're still sitting on, Miss Rosia. So I want you to put everybody to bed and just get you some time alone. And I want you to get that little writing pad and do like Miss Tarika said a few moments ago. I want you to make yourself a gratitude journal. Just a gratitude journal. Just write down things that Rosia likes.
Right. I would have to go back because I missed something because I was on Periscope. Okay. I was listening in.
That might be one of your gifts or your skills or talents or traits. Some people are excellent on Periscope. So how can you take that Periscope, that love of Periscope, and share your message to monetize perhaps or to help other people? I get on Periscope here and there just to share a message, and it's amazing some of the things you know, because you said you addicted. I'm just here and there, so I didn't get to that point yet.
I'm addicted because I listen to everybody's word, and it's like they're talking to me.
So okay.
Wow.
So now maybe you can talk to others.
Listen in, it's like, okay.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Everything. I love it. And also, I've done Avon. I know you don't know Miss Leah, but I did join Avon. So that's what I'm doing.
And it's a gift in Avon. I have a lady, remember, if you weren't listening earlier I would say it was a lady that told me years ago, she said, Teresa, you have the Midas touch. But this lady, she has been like one of the number one salespeople in Avon for years in her territory or whatever. And she actually came out to one of my nonprofit events and showed me how to do the fundraising part and, you know, set up the fundraising. She does so many things with Avon that people don't even think about. There are ways that you can grow with that and use it for a whole nother mission or passion or purpose. So definitely, you know, write that down on your journal. Like, that's how am I going to incorporate Avon with my Periscope and all of my other gifts.
Right. I'm learning. Okay. I'm getting everything in process. It's a process that I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
Amen. Well, I'm so proud of you in the moving forward. And I'm telling you, you're just scratching the surface. And I'm so proud of you, Rosia.
Thank you very much.
All right, and thank you for listening in, okay?
Y'all got a good night.
You have a good night as well. We got another caller, Miss Teresa. You ready?
I'm ready for you and your rolling call. See, this is what you get when you have such a great host.
Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You have Miss On Fire to Inspire and the Queen of Balance with us tonight. Who do we have on the line?
This is Kim Mays Hutton of Girls Empowered, Mentored, and Supported. Hello, Aaliyah.
Hey, Miss Kim, how are you?
I am blessed every time I turn on your show.
I give God glory. I give God glory.
And I would like to say that Miss Teresa.
Yes, ma'am.
You know what? You are light, a light, a light. I thank you for everything that you said. You have inspired me. My mission and my passion and my dream is to support and help girls ages 11 to 18, and I'm not going to stop. I need those connections. I'm going to continue to pray about it. I'm going to continue to do events. I'm going to continue in my mission. And I'm not. And if I don't have not one person to stand next to me, I know I got God.
Right, you got God, and also please do reach out to me because I am working with somebody right now that has a nonprofit. It was a fluke that I met her, but she has a nonprofit where she helps girls in various states, and she's having an event here June the 25th, and we'll be at the Federal Reserve Bank in Atlanta. Teaching girls about money and so forth, and I'll be a speaker as well as several other ladies, and we're doing it for, it is not a paid event, it's all out of our heart to help people, but I'm always about that because one day those little girls are going to become women, mothers, and productive women in the community, and we want to start investing in them now because that is what I remember. And I'm going to share this and why I want to always help people, because I will tell people this any day or any time, that as a young woman, as a little girl, my mother would instill such wisdom into me, and I would think to myself, why is she talking to me like this? I'm only 10 years old, but I could understand the things she was saying. Well, a few years later down the road, my mother, the teacher, the minister, the evangelist, the singer, all these things, she got Alzheimer's in her 40s, at 40-something years old. But she had taught me so much at a young age that I didn't even know why I was learning, and she probably didn't know why it was coming out her mouth. But God gave it to her to give to me at such a young age so that I would have wisdom as I grew up. And so we need mothers and people in our community doing that now, because generational knowledge is no longer being shared with young ladies. So how can they be productive and be whole women and girls as they grow up? So I think you need to keep going and keep inspiring and keep connecting, because that is a mission that is so well needed and worthy, because that is who nurtures and feeds our society and our community, the woman.
Yes, it does. Thank you, my God.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Leah.
Yes.
I love you guys.
Thank
I appreciate
you so
it.
Much.
Beautiful.
Thank you
beautiful.
So much for supporting this in the ministry. And also, she's one of the sponsors when you heard me say Jim. And so she's one of the sponsors I don't even remember how we connected, but after we connected, she was like, wow, I love this platform. I want to sow into it. And so this is her second month, and, you know, I'm constantly telling people about gyms and, you know, how they can get be a part, how they can get involved. And so, you know, when you're on a mission to be a blessing to somebody else, people don't understand. As you sow, understand that it's coming back. Everything that you're putting out, all those seeds you're sowing, baby, harvest time is coming. So you just
have a wonderful event, Aaliyah, that's coming up. It's going to be July 30th. It's called Back to School Fair. And we want to invite other organizations to come out, have them some tables out there. We want to give out book bags. We just want to enlighten the whole youth area.
And what area are you in?
Well, I live in Gwinnett County, but I want to serve with Gwinnett and DeKalb County.
Well, yes, I will be connecting and contacting you definitely, because I have one of my missions with my Federation of Families for Children's Mental Health chapter is to spread the word and knowledge about the importance of children's mental health. And I definitely will collaborate with you somehow with your Back to School event.
Thank you so much. Praise God.
And I have another
organization
that I can connect with you on, because they were looking to do the same thing. So why not make your arms stronger and y'all help each other? So I'll connect with you.
Yeah.
I'll connect you and the Jasmine House Foundation together and see how they can get involved as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank
my
you.
God.
You are so welcome. All right. I tell you, I'm so excited. I told you, I told you, this is just powerful collaboration. And one of the things that my coach says all the time, he says, you're not in competition. You are a creator. And so create. I need you guys to create. That came from Dr. Well, I call him Dr. He is not Dr. Mr. Rashid. I call him Dr. Rashid, but he's not really a doctor yet. But he has the wisdom of one. And so I'm telling you, y'all keep doing what you're doing. Keep being consistent. Don't allow anybody else. God gave you your vision. It's not for everybody to understand it. When God gave me my vision to write, you know, people didn't quite understand that, but it wasn't for them to understand because he gave it to me. He didn't give it to them. And so what I had to do was walk in obedience, and I had to have tunnel vision many times because no one in my inner circle knew what to do as far as that kind of stuff. But the ones in my inner circle actually were encouraging, and I thank God for that, but everybody's not there, and everybody is not quite, you know, they don't know how to help you sometimes. They know how to pray for you, but they don't know how to help you. But even if you have people in your inner circle that don't know how to help, and maybe they
are going through some things and they don't know how to even have an encouraging word. Well, one thing I would say to you is sometimes you have to change your inner circle. So that means if you have to step back a little bit to hear the voice of God to tell you what to do, do it. Everybody can't go where God is taking you. They can't. You see a lot of times where guys will go NFL or go NBA, they go pro, and then they try to take you know, these friends that they grew up, these childhood buddies that weren't meant to go. Some people were meant to go for a season and a reason. And so that season had ended. You still love them, but they can't go with you. And so just understand when it's time to let go of some things so that you could move forward. Move forward intentionally, move forward in boldness, and move forward with momentum. Teresa, did you have any final words for everybody tonight?
Oh, girl. Yes, I have a few words and very few, so we can all move on, because I know that we have touched on a lot, and I'm very excited for the different ladies that have called in about the things that they are celebrating and even the things that are going to happen in their lives later on. But I just want to remind people that even if you are going through a struggle, because not everybody listening might not be in the success season right now, or you know, that you have to change, that just think about that experience and how you can prevail through that, but how you can use that to better yourself and help others. Many times we're not thinking about it when we're in the struggle, and I just want to share, you never know where people have been and where they're going unless they are transparent. And with transparency and sharing our stories, ladies, we are able to help so many more people. So if that has touched somebody, sometimes we're holding on to stuff. We don't want to tell people stuff. I talked to a lady a few weeks ago or recently, and she said, you know, I was going through a divorce. I was so embarrassed. And she hadn't even realized. She had told me, but she hadn't told other people. Sometimes you opening it up and saying something will help someone so much from that lived life experience that you're going through, that in turn you'll be helped. So whatever it is that you may be going through, it may not be something that you're going to monetize or turn into a business, but some of this is just to help another person. Because if we didn't have people in our world, in our society, that were not sharing their lived life experience, many things would have never passed. Many operations and cures and all types of things wouldn't pass. So just think about sharing our stories, being authentic and transparent when we can be, to help other people, because that will get us to the next point that maybe we will be able to launch that business, service, product, or ministry, or perhaps you sharing that story or your passion or talent is your ministry. And I want to close off with that. I loved being on this show. It was great. I will try to tune in. I've been trying to tune in the one Tuesday that I have each month. And if you want to reach out to me, you can just Google Teresa Wright Johnson. That's Teresa Wright Johnson. Or find me on MommyCareInc.com. I would love to collaborate, connect with you. I'm truly a people person, and I know this is my skill, passion, and purpose. Thank you very much for you all listening and for the opportunity as well.
Thank you again for joining us tonight, taking time out of your busy schedule, Ms. Balancing Queen. We truly, truly, truly appreciate you.
Thank you. You're welcome. And I appreciate you, too, and your listeners.
Thank you. So, guys, we've had a powerful, powerful show tonight. So you are a live life expert. Whether you know it or not, guess what? Now you do. If you tuned in late, you can listen to the recording shortly. It will be available and up there. So now you have more than one way of listening to On Fire to Inspire. Of course, you can go to blogtalkradio.com and /On Fire to Inspire and listen to recording. However, you can listen very soon. I'll give you the launch date, but you can actually download the app for for the radio show for CW World Radio, and we will be able to download the app and listen to it live from there as well. And you'll be able to listen to 24-hour gospel radio. And I'm telling you, it's very encouraging. It's 24 hours a day, and they will be playing real soon. So listen up for that. That will be coming very, very soon. So that was my special announcement for those of you who did not join until a little late. So I am very elated to join that family. I'm just excited about what God is doing. And so what I tell you tonight is be consistent. Don't allow anyone to tell you, oh, you know, that stuff ain't going to work. If God put it in your heart and that's what you are called to, be consistent about it. When God told me to do this December 9th, 2014, I started doing it, and I have been doing it every single week with nonstop for every single week for 17 and a half months because God said so. And because he said so, I'm doing it. And so I just thank God for the opportunity. I've connected with so many beautiful people. I have met so many beautiful people, men and women, with powerful testimonies. And as I say every week, it's time to stop existing and start living the life that God called us to live. My guest and I, we're just like Mary. We're Mary. As you hear us talking about walking in purpose and doing what we're called to do, we're Mary. And you as the listener, you're Elizabeth. And if you're sitting on your gifts, my prayer for you is that you, your baby, get the leaping soul that you can't sit still and you got to get up and arise, awaken, arise, and do what he's called you to do. And if you are already walking in purpose and doing what God has called you to do, my prayer for you is that like I poured gasoline on a fire and it just engulfs you and inflames you all the more. That's my prayer for you because your why is so much bigger than you. And your gift is for someone else. So it's time to stop being selfish. It's time to stop being passive. It's time to stop having the delays and the procrastination. Walk in every gift that God has called you to. You are great because greatness is on the inside of you. Did you not know you were made in your Father's image? So he don't make mess. He makes royalty. You are royalty. You're valuable. You're worthy. I'll talk to you guys next week. Tune in, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. This is Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire, inspiring you to live the life that God created you to live each and every day. I love you guys, and we'll talk next week. Make sure you tune in, and make sure you share the show and the playback with your family and friends.